producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Well, I called you a couple of weeks ago. I'm a graduate student, and I have a boyfriend, and we live together. And I called you because I was having trouble, like when I'm at school or after class, you know, I'll go out with my buddies and I'll feel like very close to them and very disconnected from my boyfriend, and it feels like these two different worlds.
Right.
And then lately I've been having this impulse that I think you would tell me not to do, so I just want to talk it through with you and get a little more clarity about it.
Okay. How old are you, Alex?
I'm 26.
And as I recall, boyfriend isn't as educated as you are.
Oh, well, I'm only in my first year of grad school, so we both went to college together.
Okay, and is he's working right now?
Yeah, he's working right now.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 25.
And you've been together how long?
4 years.
Okay, and living together for how much of that time?
For like a year and a half.
Okay. All right. So, what do you want me to scold you about?
Yeah, I need you to scold me. Well, okay. So there's this boy at school who I like a lot, and we're good friends, and like we study together a lot, and you know, hang out a lot. And I obviously don't want anything to happen with him. Like, I don't want to cheat. I want to be with my boyfriend. But I have kind of a crush on this boy at school, and I want to tell him just to, not to, like, discuss it or make an issue of it.
He knows.
But almost, like, diffuse it. Like,
No, it won't. First of all, Alex, you got to be really careful about your motives here. He knows. Second of all, by making you're at 26.
Yeah.
You're going to have crushes for the rest of your life. And as far as I'm concerned, it's perfectly healthy, it's perfectly fine. The question is, what do you do with a crush that makes it positive rather than negative? Because it can certainly be very disruptive. The good news about a crush is it says, me Tarzan, you Jane. Not a bad thing to happen. But once you begin talking about it, you give a reality to it. There's a wonderful, George Herbert Mead said at one point, by describing, we bring into being. And so saying to somebody, I have a crush, means you now got this big thingy in the middle of the room that somebody has to do something about. So if he has a crush on you, you've now upped the ante, and it's not about making you feel good, it's about moving something from the kind of innocent zone into a serious danger zone. You don't want to do that, even though you may think on some level you do. You don't, because you're going to have to be more honest in that. If you want out of your relationship, get out of it. And then,
I don't at all.
Then,
I just feel bad having this secret, like when I'm with
no.
my
Listen,
girlfriend, I feel secretive, like I have this secret, like I have a crush on him. Like
no,
like
Alex, I'm going to walk you through this.
Okay.
We are not going to make this the 800-pound gorilla real, because 800-pound gorillas can wreak havoc. So we're not going to do that.
Okay.
He knows, number two. Number three, if he doesn't know, it's probably safer, but he probably does know. So go ahead and have a crush on him. Just don't do anything about it. Don't talk to your boyfriend about it. Are you occasionally going to fantasize about him? You are. If you don't think your boyfriend occasionally fantasizes about somebody, then you are incredibly naive. But the point about fantasy is it really gives us a stance about the difference between what we have and what we want. So instead of being either afraid of the fantasy or investing in the fantasy, look at it, analyze it, dissect it. Is it because he's somebody new? Is it because my boyfriend isn't telling me I look pretty often enough? Is it because that there's something unfamiliar about this, which I guess is the same as new? What is it that makes me have a crush on this guy, and how can I invest that in the relationship in which I really care? So you can see why you don't talk about it.
Yeah, no.
To anybody.
And
be careful about not talking about it to your girlfriends, because gossip has a way of, if you run afoul of one of your girlfriends, she has a little bit too much to drink on New Year's Eve, you're ignoring your boyfriend, she then says, well, you know, Alex really has a crush on this guy, and you've just shot yourself in the foot for no reason. So if you want out of the relationship you're in, get out of it honestly. If you don't, understand this ain't the first or the last crush you're ever going to have, and understand why it exists and the fun of it, and how to take that quality and invest it in the relationship that matters. Okay, that's why you don't talk
really
about
good.
It. Okay?
That's really good. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love your show. You're great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Brenda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. So thank you for taking my call, Dr. Brown.
Sure.
We just had a family Easter party, and my niece has a 2- and 4-year-old. And I guess there are these hands-off parents. They just totally ignored the kids while the kids were, the little boy banged his plastic toy on our wood floors about 20 times. And the little girl, I mean, you know, she was all over the floor, up and down with her soft drink, all over my carpet. I took the drink away from her one time, and the mother gave it back to her.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah.
And my daughter is going to be graduating from med school. We're okay. Having an open house.
Okay.
I don't know how to get it so these kids do not... I don't know whether to tell my sister, who is a grandmother.
No. No, if you're going to do it, you're going to have to go directly to your niece. But there are a couple things you can do. The first is you can hire a babysitter that comes and watches all the kids. Because while your niece's little terrors may be the most obnoxious, especially if you have an open house, it's very likely that other people are going to bring their kids. So just hire a babysitter. When is she graduating, what, in June?
It's going to be, well, she's graduating on the 11th of May, but we're going to have it a couple weeks early
okay.
So we can move her out to San Francisco.
Okay, well, especially if it's a weekend, I mean, you can find some high school kid, and I would probably get two of them, and you won't have to pay a huge
okay.
amount of money, and you can have them, if it's a nice day, they can play outside with the kids, they can do video games downstairs, and some of the kids are going to go and want to be with their parent anyway, but for a lot of the parents, it's just an easy way to not have kids running around an adult party. It also is much nicer for the adults. And I would also, especially if you're doing a written invitation, you can say it's for adults only because alcoholic beverages will be served or whatever, which will knock down some of the kids, but you can also say for people that are coming from out of town or from a long way away, that there be babysitting provided. But the easiest way is just say adults only. But I would provide the babysitters as a backup because people who have obnoxious children quite often will bring them regardless of what it says on the invitation. But I look, for a lot of us, I sort of thought I was being really difficult because I have white carpets and white leather furniture, so I don't serve red wine until someone told me Donald
yeah.
Trump doesn't either. And I live to be associated with Donald Trump, so that was great. But I mean, and I actually have people bring me red wine, which I give away very quickly, as much as possible, and I serve white and I serve seltzer, but people wander around, they spill stuff, and it's really not worth it for me. I only serve white spaghetti sauce anymore because people spill and they wreck my apartment. But I think saying kids only, you can't go to your sister and say, tell your grandkids they can't come, but you can go to your niece and say, and you can go directly to her if you think she's the only real problem, and say, we're having a graduation party for Susan, and we thought that it's going to be sort of adults only. And if you'd like to bring the Antichrist and the Antichrist sister, we'll provide babysitting if you'd like. I
okay.
might not refer to them actually as the Antichrist and the Antichrist sister, but I mean, you probably know
yeah.
their names, and you can have little posters with their cute little baby pictures with a circle and a slash through them. I mean, people are obnoxious about their children sometimes, but that's the way around
yeah,
it, because you're going to start a war otherwise, which is you can't win.
Yeah,
so there's yeah, there's no way of doing
right.
it. And knowing
okay,
the babysitter,
well,
yeah, the babysitter will at least offset a little bit. And most kids, I mean, a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old are going to be bored out of their minds at an adult affair. So, but I would just give her a heads up and say, I know that the kids were a bit bored last time. So either, the other thing you can do, which is lovely, is to say, if you'd like to come without them, I'd be delighted to pay your babysitter. Or if you feel like you want to bring them, I'll provide a babysitter here. So
okay.
that way you look.
Right. Well, that's
yes, you look like Brenda the Magnificent, as opposed to get your kids away
yeah.
from my house.
Thank you.
Dr. Joy at 855.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them
all right. All right, quiet, quiet, my goodness. You know, before I start today's review of theater, because there are two interesting ones, Marion Seldes died yesterday. She was 86 years old. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful actress, and she will be missed. So I just thought I would say a quick, Marion, we'll miss you. She used to do all the Albie plays, and I hosted the talk back for a couple of them. She had this fantastic back. I remember in one of, I think it was called Albie, the A to B. I think it was Albie to, anyway, it was, I think it was, anyway, and she, the first scene you have, she's in a, this very clingy satin nightgown. She has this fantastic back. I know. Marion, we'll miss you.
Multiple Tony winner, too, I believe.
Right? Yeah, she's great. She's great. And known for her voice, and she had this very droll sense of humor. And once I hosted the talk back, she would, anytime I run into her, she'd say, Dr. Joy. She was just really a cool lady. Kind of a diva with just enough attitude to make her bigger than life and not enough that you wanted to just sort of say, okay, cut it out. She was great. All right, India Inc., we've got a Tom Stoppard play. And Tom Stoppard's an interesting guy in that he, I think he was born, where was he born? Someplace, I think Czechoslovakia, was it? Something. He's got a bunch of plays these days, including The Real Thing that's coming up with, I think, Glenn Close is in it. Indie Inc. is one of his earlier plays that he had apparently a lifelong love affair with India, that he lived there for a period of time when he was a young man and wrote the play and then went back. He said it was difficult to produce because it's a huge cast. It requires a huge number of Indian players. And but now that there are a lot around, that he decided to put to... that the Roundabout Theater Company decided to put this on. And it's a really interesting play. If you saw The Coast of Utopia, which is something that goes back and forth over a period in the same garden, it looks at things that happened a very long time ago and currently, and how we mismatch and mismash history and things. We take small pieces of information and blow them up into complete miscalculations, which is a very interesting view of history. And Indie Inc. is kind of this on a smaller level, on kind of a mini level. The idea is a young woman whose name is Flora Crewe, who's some kind of what would describe in the 20s as a madcap heiress, decides to go to India. And it turns out, we find out somewhat later into the play, that she's there for her health. Her sister, who is recounting part of her letters, is played by I just lost my place is sorry I just absolutely lost my place on this one is played by Rosemary Harris, who's really wonderful. But the play really revolves around a wonderful Indian painter who is played by Omar Mascati, who is just wonderful. He's by at various times charming or wily, or at one point Ramala Karaj, who says to him, don't be so Indian, and he says, but I am Indian. I mean, it's a wonderful play that looks at intimacy and men and women and sex and history and data and remembrance and all sorts of things, culture. Tom Stoppard, I think, is terrific at looking at being an outsider looking in. And he's also good at having insiders look out. And it's a really interesting play. I gave it 4 stars. Liked it a lot. You can take it with you, I must admit. I played Penny in high school, so I have in a red wig. I have a particular fondness for this, and it was amazing how much of the dialogue I remembered, much of the chagrin. I did it under my breath. I didn't do it aloud, including the famous Nantucket poem. This has got a cast that is remarkable, starting with James Earl Jones. Also, it's got Rose Byrne in it, Julie Halston, Elizabeth Ashley, and a whole lot of players whose names, Mark Lynn Baker, who you may or may not recognize. Christine Nielsen plays Penny. And in the play that I did, Penny was kind of the lead. In this one, it's James Earl Jones, who's wonderful to see. This was written in the 30s, I think, by Moss Hart and George F. Kaufman. So it's got all that. So it's dated, let's be honest. It's dated, but it's charming. It has an unbelievable set. But I have to tell you, any play that has got fireworks in it, literally, bombs going off and fireworks, I mean, you know that it's going to be wildly entertaining, a lot of fun, but not necessarily great drama. And I think that's a fair assessment of this, that it is fun, but it's silly. You can see it's one of the most performed plays ever written, and you can see why. There are 19 speaking parts in the play. So every high school drama teacher forever is going to put it on because you can put everybody in it, kids who can act and kids who can't act. And it is great fun. Is it great theater? No, I don't think so. But is it entertaining? Yeah. We have a good time? Yeah. 3 stars. So of the two, I mean, they're very different kind of plays. But you probably have a good time at both. One is certainly a lot more thoughtful and requires a lot more concentration. The other is just plain fun. So a lot of theater coming up. We've got Nathan Lane on Broadway, Matthew Broderick, Glenn Close, Sting. We've got so a lot of Broadway coming up. So stay tuned and you can check out drjoy.com. All righty, back to what I do from my real life, which is answer your questions. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'm calling because I put myself, I believe, in a very difficult position by seeing this man. I'm dating this person that I am dating. It's basically I've gone backwards and not gone forward. I was married for 35 years. My husband basically took all of his pills, his pain pills, and he killed himself 6 months ago in front of me. So I'm with a grief and trauma counselor. And in the interim, actually 15 years ago, I had an affair, okay, with my attorney that I worked for. So after I was widowed...
Can I ask you a question just before?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody takes pills in front of you, wouldn't you call the EMT or take them to the hospital?
Oh, I did. I did. Well, I did. I did call them. But he passed. He took so many that day.
Okay.
Passed.
All right. How old was your husband?
So immediately. We're both 50. So we were 56 at the time. Now we're 57.
Well, and why did he suicide? Do you know?
Yes. He's in a lot of pain, physical pain, and he just couldn't. And then he went off of all his medications that he was on, and from years of being on them, I guess he had some. It takes a toll on your brain. That's what they told me.
Okay. All right, let me stop you. I'll give you all the time you need. We're just going to take a quick break here. We'll come back, give you all the time you need, Susan. And then Leah as well. Get you both on. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, we're talking with Susan. Susan, did you and your husband discuss his suicide before the event?
He was in a lot of pain for many, many years, and he had a lot of failed back surgeries, and he did say that one day he would do it. Certainly not when he did do it, not at this point in time, but when he went off of, he took himself off of all the medication. It started to affect him physically, the pain meds. He took himself off without going into rehab, which he should have gone into a rehab facility. He did it on his own because that's the type of man he was. And well, from what the therapist told me, he was at this critical point where you feel nothing. That's what can happen after you come off of OxyContin that you've been on maybe for 15 years. He took 300 milligrams a day. Jeez. I mean, he took 300 pills, I think, a month. So it was a lot. It was high dose. So when you come off of that, they say you feel nothing. And then when you feel nothing, you flatline in your brain. That's when you're ripe for suicide, especially. And also his type of personality where he could close me off. And he could do that. He could shut me out. So he had a personality that was ripe for it, and also where he was at mentally, and he was stubborn and didn't want to go to rehab. And he thought he could do it himself.
It sounds like he was done.
He was done. And then, and he had this, he had a lot of physical problems, and he had something they couldn't fix, and it was a result of the pain meds, and he was done. He couldn't even breathe anymore. He was he was completely done. And it was horrifying.
I know that suicide is always an incredibly difficult phenomenon for survivors. But I think that there are suicides that are...
And I think because we didn't get along in the end, because of his medication, he was a verbally abusive. This is why I'm with a counselor also. To try to help me recover from the type of life I led for 10 years.
Yeah.
It was, with him.
All right, so first of all, as you know, I don't know how often you listen to the program, but if you were in my office, I would say, Susan, listen, therapy is a great idea. Go take some adult education classes, go take a yoga class, go do some volunteer activity, work at your job if you have one, if you don't have one, get something to do. But dating right now, I think, is a very ill-advised thing in that you're still trying to get over certainly a very traumatic, I mean, a 35-year marriage, number one, a 35-year-old marriage with somebody who had some severe problems, who then suicides. And so I have this horrible one-year rule that everybody hates, but in your particular case, a one-year rule is probably the minimum amount of time. So being involved with anybody on a romantic basis right now is going to be a train wreck. Having said that, tell me about your train wreck.
Okay. So he's a person that I worked for about 15 years ago, and we had an affair.
This is the one you had the affair with. Okay.
Yes, and his wife found out, called my husband, so my husband knew. His children knew, and it broke up his marriage. Basically, he went on, I went back home and fixed my relationship with my husband the best that I could, and I think that we did. And he, I pretty much, I worked through it with my husband. Now I'm with this person again because he was still remained my attorney. And, of course, with everything I had to do with all the things with my husband passing, I kind of like leaned on him and we started seeing each other. And
Susan,
my therapist told me I shouldn't see anyone for at least a year, year and a half because of what I've
Well, your therapist through. Is right on. Plus, look, let's be honest with each other about this. There's more than one attorney in the world. And let's not be disingenuous, that you went back to this guy because he represented comfort and who he was. And I mean, to say, I just kind of fell into this because he was my attorney is nonsense. There are lots of attorneys. So what's today's question to me?
Okay. Today's question... Okay, so now I'm in this. I did something I really shouldn't have done, and I should have listened to my therapist and just developed myself, but I didn't. So that looks at me, who I am as a person, that I was just very afraid to be alone.
So, Susan, I need a question.
I guess I fill a void and now I'm not really quite sure. Now I'm really involved, and now what do I do? Where do
get
I go
out of
from
it.
Here? What do I say? What do I do?
Susan, listen to me. You know exactly what to say. You know exactly what to do. Between knowing and doing is the real estate. What you need to say to this guy, because there are only two options here. Either this guy is somebody that was a Band-Aid, which was an unfortunate way to use another person. It's not a very nice thing to do. But we're not always our best people. And to understand that this guy has no future with you, he was a Band-Aid that at some point you can make a contribution to his favorite charity or something to assuage your conscience, but to get out of it today and understand that you have no future with him, you never did. The second is to look at this guy and say, this is the great love of my life. It's been sloppy. It's been immature. It's been self-indulgent, but this is the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I don't want to set it up this way. I'm too needy right now. It's the power is all wrong on it. I need to know who I am and what I want to do. Or I suppose there's a third possibility, which is I don't know how this guy fits into my life, but on the off chance that he's important, I need to set it up better than it is. So any of those three possibilities.
Right. Susan, he's important to me, but his children don't like me.
Susan, stop talking for a minute. You can add all this at the end. So the thing to do, because here's where we get to the crescendo, and this is what you need to listen to. You need to say to him, I made a mistake, that I need some time to be on my own, and I know that this is painful for you and it's painful for me, but it's the wrong thing to do. And I don't want to start the rest of my life on the wrong foot. I don't want to start it wrong with you. I don't want to start it wrong with me. And assuming that we have a future together, I don't want to start it with your children. So I need some time, and I apologize. And what I'll do is send you an email once a month to say I'm okay. And in a year from now, I'd really love to get in touch with you and buy you lunch and see where both of us are. And that's the thing to do. And you can make all the arguments about, you know, needy and alone, and but it's the wrong thing to do any way you look at it. If he's disposable, leading him on for any more period of time is just not a very moral or ethical thing to do. If there's any possibility of a future with him, this is not the way to set it up. So no matter, and if you're not sure, then either way you look at it, you need to break up with him immediately and walk away from him, explain to him why you're doing it, and focus on your own life and getting your own life in order. Do you have children as well?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you're and they just lost their dad.
Yes.
Through suicide, which is certainly one of the more difficult ways of losing a father, not to mention it sounds like he was not in the world's best emotional shape for the last decade. So they're going to need some stuff from you. So no matter how you look at it, no matter what perspective you adopt, you need to walk away from him now. And you need to be honest with him that this was a mistake that you made, that you'll always be really grateful that he was there for you. But this isn't the way to set anything up for the long term. And walk away from him and stay away from him.
Okay.
Yes. But
thank you.
Knew all. You're absolutely welcome. You knew all of that before you called me, but you can now hear it. In another hour, you can go to drjoy.com. You can download the podcast and you can listen to it over and over and over again. So every time you're thinking, well, maybe I'll just give it another week, or maybe I'll just get through the end of the year, or maybe
holidays. I'll let the children let them get to know me. I thought maybe from Howard's
not
daughters,
now. The
not
person
now.
You are now is not the person you'll be in a year.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you want to get them to know. To know the real you, not the needy you, not the clingy you, not the adulterous you.
Mm.
And I know it's technically not adultery now, but that's what they remember. And
yeah.
So you need to be strong enough to be able to deal with that, and you're not now, nor should you be. You've got some other things on your plate that take precedence.
Yes.
So do what you need to do, all right?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Joy, very much.
You're welcome, Susan. 855-99-DR-JOY. Leah. Let me put you on. We're probably going to have to hold you over because I think we're about to bump into a break, but let's at least get started with each other. How am I going to help you?
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Joy, for taking my call.
Sure.
So my husband's parents are elderly, and they're going to be going to, like, an assisted living place.
Okay.
Sometime soon. So it was approached to him about maybe buying his parents' house. And
Who approached him?
His dad.
Okay.
And so it's like double what our house is.
Okay.
I mean, financially, that is. I mean, it's no bigger than our house right now. And I'm just, I'm not too excited about moving to somebody's childhood home anyway.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's. When we come back, we'll look at the real estate. Let's also look at the relatives. Let's see, are there other kids in the family? And what your husband wants to do about them, we'll walk through it together, all right? Let me put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so Leah, how long have you and husband been married? Leah?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. How long have you guys been married?
10 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 40.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 44.
Okay, does he have sibs or is he an only?
He has a sister who's 39.
Okay. Do you have kids?
Yes. We have two boys, 4 and 2.
Okay. And how close to you, to where you live now, is the house that is your husband's childhood home?
About a half hour.
Okay. Why does, so his dad wants your husband to buy it at, for why? To keep as a shrine or, you know, so they.
Well, I mean, I don't exactly know how it was he approached him.
Okay.
I think he just maybe mentioned that hey, we're going to have to sell this house because we're moving to assisted living.
Right.
And I think
right.
maybe my husband got the idea that, well, maybe we could buy it.
Why does, have you, what, so what has your husband said to you about this?
He said he loves that house and he loves the backyard and it's such a great location. And
so he would just as soon you sell your house and mm-hmm. and move into this one.
Right.
And you're saying, which is the more expensive house?
His parents' house is.
And why is it more expensive? Just a better location?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's about a couple hundred thousand more, like, assessment-wise.
Is it better school district?
No, it's the same. It's the same kind of, yeah, okay. not a better school. No.
So what are the pros from your point of view? Are there any positives about doing it from your point of view?
No.
Not I mean, one,
I,
huh?
I guess I could try to think about, you know, it's a nice yard. But, I mean, some of it, the house needs a little bit of work, and it's not fenced in. And it's
do you love the house that you, do you love the house that you're in?
Yes. Yeah.
So you can
it took us forever to get this house. Like, I mean, we were searching for houses for like 3 years, and
okay.
we finally settled on this one.
How long have you been in the current house?
For about 3 years.
Okay. Here's what I would do if I were you. Now, I mean, the idea is that presumably there's going to be money that exchanges hands, right? I mean, your father-in-law is going to want some whatever the fair market value is for the house, right? I mean, somebody's
right,
gifting it to your husband.
Right.
Do you know if your sister-in-law has any interest in the house?
Well, she just got married, so she's talked about it a little bit, too.
All right. Here's the problem you've got.
Okay.
That if you oppose it, he's going to be unhappy about that. So, I mean, and there's no, I mean, you really, what you want him to do, one of two things is true, Leah. If we take the sentimental part out of this, which I realize is not insignificant, but if we take it out momentarily just for the two of us, and we can always put it back in, what you're saying is that the house that he wants to buy costs, how is it a factor of two? What's the factor of how much your house is worth versus how much you'd have to pay for this one?
Yeah, it's double.
Okay. That it's going to cost twice as much
mm-hmm.
for basically a yard. The taxes are going to go up.
Right.
There's going to be involved. There's always, and that's assuming that you can get the top dollar for your house.
Mm-hmm.
That there are legal fees involved. There's always, you know, there's taxes and all that, and buying and selling, and there's work that has to be done in this house. So what I would say to your husband, presumably, if that's an accurate standpoint, then he's going to come up to the same assumption if we take the emotion out of it. Now, you can't say to him, take the emotion out of it, because he's not going to be able to do that, and that's the main drawing point of the house. But
right.
what you can say to him is, wow, that's a really interesting proposition. Why don't you run the figures on it of how much
mm-hmm.
it's worth, how much we need to put into it, what the taxes would be, what it would cost us, you know, what we think we can get from this house, you know, what the gain would be on it, what the loss would be on it, how much our monthly payments would go up, and let's look at it together. Because then, if you're accurate, because one of two things is true. Either you're accurate or you're not accurate. If you're accurate, presumably he's going to come to the same point and say, is it worth living in my boyhood house to have my monthly nut go up by a factor of 2.5%, or, you know, of 250%?
Right.
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 And that, true. You know, do you work outside the home?
Yes, I do.
That's where I'd start. In the meantime, I'd sort of look at, all right, so I would have him, because you can't say, I don't want to do it. Because you're just,
okay.
you're going to, you know, I mean, he's going to be unhappy about it. His parents are going through this traumatic time. He feels like he's, you know, the boyhood home. Let him look at it instead of opposing him, because if you oppose him, he's going to mount all the arguments why he should do it, and neither of you are going to learn anything. And he's going to be
mm-hmm.
unhappy with you of how come you didn't understand how important this is to me, and no matter anything, if the boiler backs up or the toilet backs up, he's going to say, see, this wouldn't have happened in the other house. And you're going to be hearing about this for the rest of your marriage, and it's not worth it. So what you need to do is have him look at the dollars and cents part, and just be wide-eyed and a little bit stupid. Don't hinge on the sarcastic. But mm-hmm. the idea being of, well, gee, you know, why don't you run down the figures for me and let's look at them together. And you should be prepared as well. You should say, well, what about the taxes and what about, you know, the 6% real estate thing that we're going to have to send our house and what if we can't get top dollar and yada yada. So be ready with all the questions, but just be, instead of opposing him or being negative about it, just get the facts. So that's his job. Your job is to look at this house and see if there's any way that you can see it through his eyes, that it might be, you know, that yard may be more wonderful, or you could garden, or anything that you can find positive about it. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to fish or cut bait and remind yourself it's only a house.
Right.
So your major objection, it sounds like, is monetary. So let him look at the monetary thing and see if he gets to the same point. Because the same house that costs you 2.5 times more money doesn't make any sense. But let him come to that conclusion. His main pull on it is the emotional. So you look and see if there's something emotional about it that you can find that would be lovely, or that you can, you know, have in the bathroom you've always wanted, or redo the kitchen or whatever. And if you go along with this, you're going to be in a position to ask for whatever you want. If you want a jacuzzi or a pool or a new car, you could probably
right.
negotiate whatever you want. So let him do the dollars and cents and see if he comes to the same position. And you look and see, is there a way that I could make this fun for me? Because and that's how you find the compromise, is that he looks at your point of view, you look at his point of view and see where you get. And you guys can call me back if you need to. But don't the major message I want to send you away with is saying no, this is stupid, is going to get you no place and cause some damage to your marriage. So don't do that. But just say, gee, can you run the figures for me? When I look at them, it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but I may be missing something. Why don't you run the figures and let's look at them? You then look at the emotion and see if there's any way that you can make this workable for you. Because if you can, you get to be a hero. All right?
Thanks.
All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.